Hello.
Hi, is this Cy?
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, Cy, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm working hard trying to get you an approval. I'm sorry for the delay. I'm struggling, just to be honest, with our credit department. And I have a question for you, and I don't know if you know the answer.
Okay.
One thing that we're trying to wrap our head around is, and just so you know, I'm not like a salesperson, so I don't take, if when people want to shop around or go to their bank, I don't take offense to it. I actually encourage shopping. But I also treat people honestly. Traditional banks aren't really giving out these unsecured loans. So I think one of the challenges that I kind of want to walk through is the following. My credit department can't understand, and neither can I. How did you keep your OnDeck? How did you get an OnDeck loan and still receive funding from us? Did you have different bank accounts? Because traditionally, OnDeck needs to be paid off. And so that's one thing I just can't understand. Did we pay off OnDeck on your loan or no?
No, you know, OnDeck, I think they just got my business. That's why I feel like I got messed up. So,
what happened?
Yeah,
so did you have an OnDeck loan and then got our loan on top of it?
I think so, yes.
Okay, so here's one of the challenges that's going on, and I just kind of I used to be in the sales side, but it's not what I do anymore. So here's one of the challenges. Right now, and don't take this the wrong way, I'm just being blunt with you, there's a lot of short-term debt. And so from a lending position, you have a lot of debt obligations right now. You're paying, you know, on a weekly basis, you're paying about $4,000 on a weekly basis. And if you add in the foundation loan to that, that number jumps to about $5,000 a week because it's biweekly. And so there's about $20,000 to $21,000 a month in just pure debt commitments, which is
too much.
It's a lot of debt.
Yeah.
And that combined with the negative, some of the days are going negative, it's looking as kind of riskier. It's looking at as a risky. So I guess what I would want to find out from you, because I do not want to monopolize your time, and I do know that you need an answer, is this. Basically, what are the challenges going on with your business right now? And if you get some extra liquidity, how does that help you?
You know what? I'm actually working with my local bank to see if I can get them to consolidate my stuff. So, I mean, I think if I go through you guys, it might even make me in worse trouble, you know? So,
have you ever worked with your local bank on a line like this before?
It won't be a line like this. I think it's got to be more of a term loan.
But what are they using as collateral?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping they're just looking at me, and since I've been in business for a long time in the local area.
I don't work for your bank, but I can just tell you my experience that local banks are told to be very customer service oriented, but at the end of the day, they are very conservative people. They take very little risk, and they will give loans, but additionally, they do require collateral. They require real estate. They require... It's their money is mom and pop's, you know, retirement, and so they have. Don't take this the wrong way. I just don't see them approving this type of file. Not because there's anything wrong with your business, but because of the unsecured nature. But you can feel free to shop with them. What I'll do is I'll continue to work. If I can get an answer today, I'll let you know. If I get it tomorrow, I'll keep pounding the credit department. Go ahead.
I guess what kind of stuff were you think you're gonna be doing though? Will it still continue with my $20,000 a month, or is it gonna be a lot less?
No. Well, as I understood it, you wanted some short-term breathing room. If you're trying to take this loan and like term it out over 5 years, we would just be able to give you some short-term breathing room. It wouldn't be like a 5-year term.
Okay.
There's just too much debt to refinance.
Okay.
But it would basically give you some breathing room so you could kind of get away from these negative days. That would be the whole point.
I see. I mean, I guess you can continue trying, but I'll try on my side too, okay?
Yeah, of course. I don't discourage that. But by the way, are you looking for, have you purchased any equipment recently, or are you looking for any equipment right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because we have an equipment financing program that's very competitive. It is a term loan up to 5 years, but it's backed on equipment. Okay, let me, I think I called you earlier. I'm not sure. Did you receive my message?
I did, yeah. I was working.
No worries. I'll continue to work hard because I saw your email come across, and I'll see what I can do, and thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you, Ruben.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.